Yo, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. We're doing 90 Day The Last Resort again. This one's going to be amazing because it's Yara reveals secret she held from Jovi. All I know is Yara is the hot chick. Somebody commented saying, stop talking about Yara. I was like, no. I would eat Jovi's ass just because he was next to her. Let's find out this deep secret that makes them hopefully break up. This was posted by Entertainment Tonight, so now I'm going to get copyright claimed by ET and TLC. Let's fucking go.
I hide something behind your back.
I'm nervous. What are you about to tell me?
You're nervous? I'm excited.
I'm nervous too. I'm gonna cry right now.
Yara confesses a secret she's been keeping from Jovi.
Oh, no. Please don't tell me this has a host. I hate this. Of course it does. It's Entertainment Tonight. Why'd I click on this? I don't watch these before I talk shit about them, obviously. Fuck!
With him, it's about both of us.
Say it again.
Nope! Skipping everything she says. This is about me!
Sexually, I've only been with Osweiler when I just wanted to see what it was like. But once I got to know this other person better, I ended up liking the other man. So, I don't know.
That's not Jovi or Yara. Did you eat them? Wow, she fucked the second guy ever in her life, supposedly. And she started to like him, as opposed to liking her autistic fiancé. Who saw that coming? Never give your girl a hall pass.
I'm so interested in seeing how things are gonna play out for those two.
I have something to tell him.
Okay, we're just jumping back and forth here. I'm getting confused. Look at those tits.
I've been keeping this secret for so long, and today is the day about communication, so I just want to tell him already.
She's like, I've been in a relationship with Winebox Poppy for over a year. God, I wish. Please tell me you cheated on him.
I'm so nervous to die.
Look at Jovi. He said, hold up. Let's create some space.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that one out. Yeah, that's very intuitive of you. Great observational humor right there.
Body language says a lot.
That's my fucking thing. I talk about body language. What is this?
He's also bracing for bad news.
You know, you're always talking to have a second baby. And I always tell you I'm not ready, it's just not the time. And I've been hiding from you. I've been taking the birth control, and I didn't tell you about that.
This is the second time this has happened in TLC scripting? Are they just getting lazy with the writing? Tell me this is the second girl who secretly took Plan B behind her guy's back. That's what Jasmine did with Gina. Surprised I remembered all of that. But as a man, dude, that's like, that's gotta hurt. She was secretly, because she does not want to reproduce with you again. I mean, what's the other reason, right? If there was another reason, then she would have told him. Wonder why she couldn't just say, yeah, I don't want a second kid. Like fucking and being like, oh, it's not working. It might be your swimmers. This is crazy.
That's it? That's it, Yara? I thought she was about to say, I bought a place in Europe.
That's it? It's not crazy to you that this guy's wife was taking birth control behind his back while she was making him think he was going to have another child. Or a child. I don't know if they have kids. I don't watch the show. It's kind of a big deal. That's kind of why she is crying about it.
But why would you not tell me that? I feel like that's something we should discuss instead of you going behind my back to do it.
It's kind of something she should just tell you she's deciding to do. I mean, you, no matter what you say with chiming in, it doesn't really matter. I want to take birth control. I don't want you to. Okay, well, that sucks.
She should do whatever she wants with her body.
Yeah, I bet you do think that nowadays, huh? Even though that is literally what I just said. However, yes, she should do whatever she wants with her body. But she shouldn't be like leading the guy on, making him think that she's not on it. Because he's like, oh, she wants another kid with me. And she's like, nope, literally not gonna let that happen.
Kalani, love you, girl, but let's keep it between them for now.
How about you take that fucking advice? Leave it between us, me and Yara.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I was just thinking that it's better for you gonna be mad on me than I gonna get pregnant and bring the baby to the world for not this healthy situation.
It would be better for you to be mad than for me to get pregnant. Yeah, but why'd you have to, like, hide it? You know what I'm saying? Could have said this earlier, but no, this is great for television. I'm glad you waited.
But, like, you think that I'm going to try to get you pregnant without, like, having that plan together?
Yeah, because that's what you say, that you want to have a baby.
I do want to have a baby, but I'm not going to intentionally get you pregnant when you don't want to be pregnant.
Do they not have a kid? I don't give a shit, actually. Second time I've asked. Either way, doesn't matter. I would love to hear these therapists chime in on this. They're kind of just sitting. Kind of on Jovi's side at the moment, right? He's like, we could have just not been trying for a kid, you know? We could have just done that.
I really feel like you blindsided me. And you shouldn't have done this in front of everyone. Like, we should have done this in a private session. We're just meeting the therapist. Like, you need to be more considerate.
Yeah, but your whole relationship is on television. Even though you guys should be smart in what you bring up and be like, yo, save this for us, okay? Remember, we're still people. We still have a relationship here, okay? No, yeah, let's publicly embarrass him and on international television. I'm telling you, they probably get paid extra for drama because it creates TV for them to sell.
Not blindsiding you. It's a group therapy. That's the whole point of the therapy.
The whole point of the therapy is to embarrass you. It's to just spill our secrets out. I like that she doesn't understand that this would go better in private.
But they said I have to, so I had to give. I had to give the government secret.
I don't know why Jovi is so embarrassed. Their problems are minuscule compared to the other couples right now.
What do their problems have to do with his problems? Why wouldn't he be embarrassed? My first thought was, wow, that is very embarrassing. For your girl to be like, I secretly don't want a kid with you. Why wouldn't you want to reproduce with this? Yeah, I'm bald. It looks good. Yeah, I have rosacea. Doesn't mean the kid's gonna inherit it. Look at these eyebrows.
But next week, it looks like something Jovi did is going to come out.
Freaking someone into my bed, that's not good. I'm so sick. This is so sick, Jovi. You are the problem.
Oh, I'm the problem.
And I'm so freaking hurt if you think it's okay to do this to me. I just can't. I'm so freaking hurt right now.
I don't know. She didn't swear once. That seemed kind of scripted. We have seen it at the end before, but I think they're trying to make it seem more than what it is. There's no way this guy cheated on her. He does not seem that stupid. I think he's pretty aware. He's like, this is the last one I'm gonna get. After this, I'm gonna have to fuck down.
You're out of control. You can't do that here.
This dude's got a thick ass. Well, he's got a thick everything. He's built very weird.
Oh my goodness.
I hate when people do that. YouTubers, Entertainment Tonight, anybody. You just killed my erection.
What the hell is going
Hello?
On? This ain't a hot tub. This is my bathroom. Oh my God.
That's kind of funny. Come on. They're older, okay? You couldn't do this to like a 20-something-year-old chick. You'd get a sexual harassment thing going on. But you know, back in the day, a little dick, kind of funny. You know, you're naked. You just stand up out there. You're like, hey, make sure you close. You lock that door, okay? I don't want anybody to see. Like, times have changed. There used to be a lot more cock in comedy.
How you doing? Hey, I just want to salute you.
Well, since you did that, how are they?
Respect. This was a very cool interaction. I'm not gonna lie. Not like anybody wants to see those, but it's like, oh, she's reciprocating. Which rarely ever happens if you unwantingly show your penis to a woman. So I've heard. Is he gonna fuck both of these women?
Get on in here, girl.
He gets the medal of courage because Michael's about 3 inches bigger.
3 inches bigger soft? Wow, he's 4 inches.
Okay, I'm just kidding. Just there's no comparison.
There better not be. No neckhead better not have an African-sized penis.
Ted, not to be smart, but we can get you an extension.
Oh my God. The water's cold.
Oh, it's cold in the hot tub. Ed, do it again. No balls. You won't.
Look at Ed. He's grabbing those shorts real quick. Before I go, we...
Now, how about you go right now? Bye-bye.
I got in trouble for cheating. So I got in trouble for that. But because I wanted to win. Like, it's in my nature.
It's in your nature to win? Dude, look at you. You were born with an L.
How is it seeing each other after a couple months?
I just want to tell you guys,
and I love you.
Yeah, there goes the alcohol talking. Right when the I love yous come out, you know it's time to pack it in.
Well, my question was, how are you guys doing? Beer, I think, right now. Beer.
Oh, that means fucking terrible. How are you guys doing as a couple? Work here. You know, barely present, but we're in the hot tub.
Here. Just trying to lay it all out on the table, I feel like.
Yeah, but can I say something though, too?
I gotta say something else, too, Wise. Anybody else's penis stuck in one of the jets? Just me? Okay.
This is about us deciding.
And you know that you like to take over all the conversations. You like to...
No.
Yes.
No.
Do you not get a lot of attention? Because...
You get a lot of attention.
The way it comes up, it seems like...
Well, you're making a negative observation. And if you...
No, I'm not making. I'm asking a question.
No, you're not.
There's a difference. See, you're cutting me off.
It's weird to be hostile in a hot tub, you know? I don't think I've ever seen two dudes fight in a hot tub before. Fuck the slapping contest. Bring that out. Actually, that's pretty gay.
When somebody comes out and makes a blanket statement that I'm like,
no,
I think over
and you
every
just cut me off as I'm talking to you about
people,
it.
Hold on. You have
point.
A tendency.
To be fair, not like Molly was going to say anything constructive anyway.
To this always say point. What you got to say, but nobody else can say anything.
You just talked. Okay, my turn now.
Their argument escalates when Kelly confronts Ed about calling him out of his name earlier.
You're not going to talk down on me. I'm not Liz.
You better watch who you step to when you're going to call another man a bitch, because you might get your fill
loud. You think I'm afraid of anybody?
You don't have to be afraid.
You don't have to be afraid.
You think I'm afraid of anybody? Eventually, probably. Like I've repeated, this will be the third time. Probably shouldn't call a big black guy a bitch. Not a good idea.
Right. You think I'm afraid of anybody?
No,
I don't care who
you
they are. I'm a young con.
You're a what? I'm a young Don Aikido. Aikido? Is that where you don't eat carbs? No, I'm kidding. This is probably a fighting thing, right? Like karate. Ooh, you breaking boards? Doing the one-inch punch? Also known as the no-neckhead's penis punch?
And I gave him
that's my lady.
Shut the up!
Yeah, that's cool, Ed. I don't really know what that is, but it doesn't really matter. If this, like, 6'2" big black guy starts hammer-fisting you in the face, what is your Aikido gonna do? Like, your stubby little T-Rex arms are gonna try and grab him, and he's just gonna be holding your throat and just punching through your face. He's gonna beat you like you're his dick.
You both jumped on me, and I'm gonna jump on you.
Nobody jumped on you.
You jumped on me, bitch.
It seemed like the confidence left that word before he finished it. Anybody else get the hint of that? He was like, oh no. Honestly, this guy's got to do something about it now. The black guy, he's got to like splash at him or something. You know, hey, stop.
Ed better count his lucky stars that he has not met the wrong one yet.
Told you.
Yet.
You jumped on me, bitch.
If Ed keep disrespecting me and Molly, you know, Brooklyn cop, we don't play that.
You're a cop? Ugh. So you probably won't do anything. Okay. Probably shouldn't have admitted that. Now No Neck Ed is really going to test you. You think a cop is going to physically assault somebody on international television? That one cop girl who fucked all our homies, all our police homies at the police place. Didn't she get fired just for being a whore? This guy would get fired, probably.
I'm not sure what he means by that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you a bitch.
Please, Kelly, shut the up.
I knew some splashing was going to be involved, dude. I could feel it. Told you he didn't mean to say it the second time. He, like, tried to stop it, but it was fucking too late. You know, like, when you're dropping something and it's just too late to catch it, and you're like, fuck.
When did I over talk to you? Don't ever talk to me that again.
Whoa, we were just having fun penis time in the hot tub. It's like he tries to solve it. He's like, hey, look at my cock again.
We're all here to work on ourselves and our relationships. We're not here to get in stupid, drunken fights.
You kind of are, though. You know? It's TLC. There's cameras everywhere. And you're provided with alcohol. What do you think the show's fucking about? They don't care about your relationship.
I'll jump in orange, bitch.
Damn. I'll jump in orange? Is that like a racial term? What? Are you going to fight a fruit? Oh, it's over. The rest of it's just her talking. I can't stand it. So that was actually a lot. That was a lot going on. What am I going to title this? Probably No Neck Ed's Penis or something. Who doesn't want to see that? It's a good thumbnail. It's a good phone screen wallpaper. What do you guys think about all that? I think, like, this is obviously what we're here for. I don't want to see them play games. I want to see them all fight with each other in a hot tub. They should just have a boxing ring there. Just be like, all right, let's settle this right now. Let the couples fight each other. You know, some of them probably are fist fighting anyway. Might as well profit from it. The Last Resort, okay, it doesn't suck fully. It has potential, but some of it sucks. There needs to be interfucking. You know what I'm saying? That has to happen for this to be a good show. Comment down below what you guys think. And thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, did you know that I do stand-up comedy and post every single set on my second channel, youtube.com/Markarski? I have a series called The Comedian that follows me doing open mics to the fucking top. In the series, I show the set, then I podcast breaking down how the set went. I don't think anybody's ever documented an entire stand-up career before, and I think people might be interested, like, what goes on behind the scenes of stand-up comedy. So if you want to see some shit like that, youtube.com/Markarski. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.